Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Shavias. So we know that the Torah tells us that the only time that it is permissible to eat Shemitah produce is after the produce has become ripe. The Pasuk tells us, V'haiseh Shabbos ha'aretz lachem lachla, that the uncultivated produce that you have in the land, it'll be for you to eat. This teaches, in other words, that when you pick it, it has to reach a stage of ripeness that it would normally be eaten, because if you pick the produce any earlier, it's going to be usher, because it'll seem like you're wasting it. So therefore, says the Mishnah, in the next three Mishnayos, we'll do two of them today. At what point am I allowed to pick the produce such that I'm allowed to eat it during the Shemitah year? And is there a difference between eating it, let's say, in the field versus eating it in my house? Says the Mishnah Zion, Me'imas ayochlin peros ha'ilan bashvias, when can I eat fruits of the tree during the Shemitah year? Meaning, at what point are they ripe enough to be eaten? Hapagim shemiyazrichu ochel bahen pito basada, when it comes to unripe figs, so once they turn red, I can go ahead and eat them with my bread or whatever in the field, because at this point they're edible enough to be eaten in the field, but not edible enough to be eaten in my house. But once they grow large, one can even bring them into their house and eat them, because at this point they're fully edible. And figs like these large ones, they're going to be subject to having to needing trumas and maizros taken out of them in the other years of the 7-year cycle. Not during Shemitah year, we don't take trumas and because the produce is ownerless. But the other 6 years, we would, and so this would be the threshold. This would be the moment where it would become obligated in Trumas and Maestros. Mishnah 8, Haboser Mishahivi Mayim Ochel Bo Pito Basada, when you have unripe grapes, so once they can produce juice when they are squeezed, so one can eat them with his bread in the field, but he can't bring them to his house. Hivish Konis Lesoch Beso, so once they reach a level which is called like Be'usha, so one is allowed to even bring them into his house at that point. This level of Be'usha, the Mefarshim seems to explain, says that it's like the skin of the grape is like see-through. You can see the seeds of it, and so once it reaches that point, so you can then bring them into your house and eat them. And grapes like these extra ripe grapes that are be'usha, so they're going to be obligated in Trumas and Maestros in the other 6 years of the 7-year cycle. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. Have a wonderful day.